Let's bless the Lord. Let's give him glory. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Hallelujah. You know, let's thank God for you. Prof, thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Always come over here to get something. This applies to every other area of our life. But let's do something. There's a clause that if we miss it, it may be difficult. Let's look at this one. You can be patient in the bank. When you arrive there, you want to collect money, you have to get to the bank and then or maybe ATM, then you cannot wait for that. But to not go to the bank and not go to the ATM and being patient is wrong. You know what I just said? Let's see it clearly. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10. What's that? This is it. Look at verse 35. Therefore, do not cast away therefore your confidence. Hebrews 10, 35. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Now, everybody look up the next verse. Take a look. Take a look. Please, take a look. I plead with you. For you have need of endurance. Now, listen. So that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. That verse never said, for you have need of endurance that you may receive the promise. He didn't say that. Can you look up? For you have need of endurance so that after, so you have to do the will of God first. After that, you need the endurance to receive the promise. If I go to the bank and I write something out, and they say, sit down there. I have done transaction. I'm waiting for the result. Am I right? But for me to just go to the bank, or don't go to the bank, sit at home and be patient, the bank will send me money. Or go to ATM and stand outside there, don't do what I need to do, I'm waiting in vain. So Christians, sometimes they don't do the will of God and expecting that something will turn up. Let's look at Prof. read James 5. Take a look. Verse 14. What is the will of God? Is any among you sick? You see, look up here. Now, let me tell your neighbor, the will of God is something you do. The will of God is something you do. It's not something you wait for. You wait for the... Let's go back to Hebrews 10 again, verse 36. This is so important. Give us Hebrews 10, 36 again. Hebrews 10, 36. For you have need of endurance so that after you have what? Done. What's that? Done is the past participle of ativijem. Do, did, done. Am I right? So, you have to do the will of God. Let me tell you. Years ago, I had a problem, sickness in my body like that. That was intense pain. I told you. I was taken to the hospital. They put me on the operating table. And then the pain stopped. They said I should go home. I got home in the night. The pain came back. While I was rolling and taking all the pain reliever, was not getting on. The Lord has showed me that when I was in medical school, We have a book as big as this. It's called Amit and Bailey. That to do any surgery, they will take the book out. Are you using the book till now? Good. They open the book and then they cut you according to that. It's in size 2, 3 kind of a thing. The Lord said, you can act on my word. My word is my will. So I was lying down there around 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock. So he said, is anyone sick among you? Let's go back there. James 5:14. Let him call for the elders of the church. Give us on the screen quickly. Let him call for the verse 14. Thank you. Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. You know, many people, I'm not going to fight you today. We do that today. You should not wait for us to call you. That is not the right way of doing it. Look at that verse again. Is any among you sick? Let him keep quiet, come to church, sing praises, go home, come back in next week again. And then when we now say, anybody sick here, you come forward. You're not acting on that word right. Uh-uh. We don't initiate that. You do that initiation. You have to do the will of God. Look at it. Let him, who? Let the church call for him. What do you say? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. That's doing the will of God. So I called my pastor. Pastor Lana Adeboye. How many people, Pastor Lana Adeboye? Thank you. I used to go to church years ago. And I was just traveling around before I became a pastor. So I go to the church with my wife. I said, Pastor Lana Adeboye, come over. So he came with oil, anointed me, and I did the will of God that moment. Now, I cannot wait for healing. But until then, waiting for healing is fooling myself. For a farmer to wait for a harvest and never do the planting of the seed is living in foolishness. Correct? Hallelujah. So, let's do something. Let's apply this verse. So, Professor Day will be here. Dr. Nile, are you around? Come, join me. You know, we're going to stay over here. If you want us to apply this verse for the will of God, you can come forward. But I'm not asking you to come. Prof, please come. Othonele, please come. So, if you want to do this verse, they'll be available here. And I have limited time. You know, we're in the service. You say, hold on, before you start coming, hold on. Have you read the verse? He says, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. And not with oil in him. We have oil. We have the elders. Now, next verse says, and the prayer of faith. Give us next verse. I don't mind. You may not even read today. You may not even read. Are you hearing me?
Pastor, today we are not going to read.
Relax now. We are here for your good. So we can do this quite well. He said, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. Can you look up? It didn't say prayer. It said prayer of faith. He told us about, don't throw away your confidence. So as you are coming now, you tell yourself, by faith now, I'm going forward. Prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he'll be forgiven. So anyone, rest of you are looking around and are telling yourself, I'm not going forward here. Stay where you are. Nobody's forcing you. See, let him call. Let him call. So they come. So if you want to come, thank you. Now tell yourself as you're coming forward, I'm praying in faith. By faith, I believe the Lord is raising me out of this sickness. The Lord will raise him up. 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 See that? The Lord will raise him up. The Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he'll be forgiven. Oh, that's just the word of God. That's what I did that early morning, that day. Now, thank you for coming. All right, Prof, Doctor, can you come forward over here? Come over here and stay with me. Now, what we are going to do is very simple. As you come forward now, I want you to tell yourself, according to James 5, I'm going forward. I'm here already. And I want to be healed. And when they pray over me, anoint me with oil, I will recover. I'll be delivered from this sickness. And if there's anything causing this sickness, the Lord will forgive me. Tell yourself that. And say that again to yourself. Now hold on, hold on. Can you open your eyes at the front? You see, the woman of the issue of blood said, if I touch the hem of his garment. She said that before she talked to Jesus at all. So I want you to say that to yourself again. She said it again to herself. I'm here for my healing. I believe that when they pray over me and anoint me with oil, the prayer of faith will deliver me. Say that to yourself. Close your eyes. Don't look around. Rest of us that are in the hall, just pray. Just talk to the Lord. We are coming to your own. Just do that. See, those words are important for you to say before we do anything, because your words will locate you. All right. Can you open your eyes now? Go back to verse 14 again. See, this is instruction. Let him call for the elder church. Let them pray over him. Now, normally, listen. You see that word, him? Let them pray. Let them pray. The elders come over here. Don't wait till next time. If anything happens to you again, to have kind of group like this. But we are going to pray over you right now. So I'm going to join my hands. He said, let them pray over him. We are going to pray over you right now, right? After we pray over you, they will now come anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. Is that all right? You see, last week, Brother Kennedy said, faith is taking God at his word. Are you just taking this word? Are you just taking God at his word here now? He says so. Are we ready? I'll tell yourself again one more time. When they pray over me and anoint me with oil in the name of Jesus, I will recover from this sickness. And if there's anything in my life, it'll be forgiven. All right, let's pray. Our dear Father, we come as elders over your people. We pray healing over them. We pray recovery over them. We pray freedom from this sickness in their bodies. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you are the author of sickness. Remove your dirty hands from their lives. We stop your oppression. We declare freedom for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, open your eyes at the front one more time. I'm giving you instructions. Just listen. They'll come now. They won't pray over you again. We have prayed over you. They're going to anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. The moment they anoint you with oil, tell yourself, I'm recovering. And start giving thanks as you go to your seat. Let's do that. Are we ready? All right. Just tell yourself again, I'm recovering when they anoint me with oil in the name of the Lord. Close your eyes. When they come to you and anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus, just know that's it. That's it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to Jesus. Can you play something louder? Let's just do this. Let's just do this. So let's just help ourselves today. Oh, hallelujah. They just anoint you with oil and tell yourself, as the friends anointing you, just go to your seat and say, I'm recovering. I'm recovering. I'm recovering. In the name, I believe I'm recovering. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My mother said, Paul Freddy, young she died by you. Our God is a great God and a great King above all gods. God is a great. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Great King above. God is a great King above. Our God, God is a great and a great King above all gods. Thank you, Lord. They are coming to you. Just relax. He'll anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. So anoint you. And tell yourself as you go to your seat, I'm recovering. I'm recovering. I'm recovering. I'm recovering. I'm recovering. I'm recovering. Kabale dashide bada katala. Oh, God is a great great King above our God. God is a great King, a great King above our God, yeah. A great and a great God, great King. All right, can we all stand up wherever we are? Can we lift our hands and thank God for healing for brothers and sisters? As a church, let's thank God for their healing, for their recovery. Let's thank God because it's one body. We are here together for one another. I say, Lord, thank you for our brothers and sisters. Thank you for healing. Thank you for recovery. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Tell someone beside you, the Lord is our healer. Tell, I agree with that. In Jesus' name. Can we clap our hands for the Lord? Sit down. Thank you. Thank you. Now, let me be honest with you. Somebody said, Pastor, okay, what happens next? Some of us will get healed. We feel something quickly. Now, sometimes, like Prof said, you are... Jairus came to Jesus and he started feeling things getting worse. Just hold fast to him that he will finish what he begins. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you, listen to this very, very well. You know, we're just going to do this. Then I'll share some word. We go. A lot of time, two things usually happen when you are waiting. Last week, something I talked about. If you are waiting, sometimes if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you may not get. When you go to a hospital, they will tell you, take this, take this. They may not even talk about your symptoms and signs. They just tell you. Sometimes doctors can look atlas. They just look at you. They will not go crazy. Ah, lunch here. Can you come? Can you come? Just calm down. Write some things for you. Start taking it. Now, God also writes things for us to take in. That's why I talked last week. 3 verse 1. Proverbs 3 verse 1. Are you here? I don't know if you were here last week. Last Sunday. Take a look. 3 verse 1. Proverbs 3 verse 1. Proverbs 3 verse 1. Take a look quickly. Can you help us? My son, don't forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. What is the next? Next verse. So that, interesting. Whoever is there, please don't mess us up today. I beg. They said I'm patient with you. Prophet says so. But all this is creating unnecessary disconnect. Please. For length of days and long life and peace, what will they do? They will add to you. So tell somebody beside you, add to yourself length of days, long life, peace. Somebody say, you don't have to wait for Olojo. You can add length of days to yourself. You can add long life to yourself. You can add peace. How? He said, my son, don't forget my words. So usually people don't get better when they wait for long, because they never had life to themselves. So you take your Bible, the word of God, just not just only Bible, it's life, length of days and peace. Amen? Second thing, let me close with that one. This is a little bit A-level. You know, you can wait for food to be done, am I right? But sometimes if the heat, the fire is too low, it will take longer. Am I correct, woman here? So, you have to step up the fire a little bit to get more. That simply means that it's good to be in the atmosphere where that healing is focused upon so that we can get it done quickly. That's why I set up Fridays so I can just come. 1 hour of earth and healing. We just turn on the heat, praise God. We just turn on the heat. By the way, this coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is Easter period. We're going to have what I call Easter prayer retreat. Hallelujah. Pastor, why that? Luke 21.
Easter is for celebration. We should come and eat in church.
As a time to eat. Hallelujah. Let me get Luke 21, read the verse to you. Look at verse 25. And there be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, climate change. And on the earth, what did he say? Can you look up? With perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Next verse. And men's heart failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the very heaven's powers will be shaken. So how do we respond as Christians? Give us next verse, and then next verse, and then go on, next verse. Now look up. Now when these things began to happen, perplexity, economy, look up and lift up your head because your redemption draws near. What's the meaning of that? Look at verse 36. What's the meaning of to look up? Watch therefore and do what? And pray always. That what? May be counted valuable to escape all these things. Can you look up everybody here? If a house is burning, they say, oh, the house is burning. Usually, what you take out are the valuable things. You will quickly grab your certificate, not your slippers. Correct? Now, the value of a thing will determine how much we can rescue it. Now, Jesus said, improve your value of life by watching and praying. Watching and praying will count you worthy or valuable to escape. So we are coming this Friday, 7 a.m. in the morning. Saturday, 7 a.m. in the morning. Sunday, joint service, 9 o'clock. We are coming to do the best prayer we can ever pray in life on Sunday morning. Then Monday, we will pray 7 a.m. too. Not a whole day, just a couple of an hour thereabouts. So we are going to come together here so that we can upgrade our value to escape. Because it's what is valuable you will snatch out of the fire. I'm trusting God that you will upgrade your value so God can snatch you out of the fire because you are valuable. Amen, somebody. So let's do that. Now, for a few minutes before we leave here, let's just calm down today. If the choir sing, they don't sing, no problem. If you don't take offering, no problem. Are you right? Let's just say ourselves first. Is that all right? Choir, I know you have gotten ready. Don't worry. Now, something is so important about life. Last week, I began talking about the good life, remember? Flourishing, blossoming, like what? Cedar of Lebanon, you grow. Give us that picture again. Of the cedar of Lebanon. Can you imagine your life like this? You have the picture? They give us quickly, next couple of minutes. So that you grow and you flourish. Now, I began to give the recipe of that life. What you can do to make that life possible. Last week, we saw that. Have you found the picture? Kipalume is not around. Is he around? He's not around. You are around? Okay, thank you, because he's the one who keeps all these things. Now, can you see that? That's not Iroko. It's called Cedar of Lebanon. Ubale. Uyagbu. Uyaju. I want my life to be like that. What about this tree? Didn't come about by accident. And the good life, I said number one last week, is life of length of days, long life, and peace. Back and read it. Amplified Classic. Give us on the screen quickly. Amplified Classic. Chapter 3, Proverbs, verse 1 and verse 2. I'm slowing down so that we can actually practice this thing. Let's go. My son, forget not my law of teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Next verse. For length of days Can you look up, everybody? And years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, and continue through old age till death. My wife one day was sitting down and saying, "Dear, you know some great things we accomplished during Buhari's time." I said, "What?" And she mentioned three of them, mighty in our lives as a family and as a couple. And to my surprise, they all happened during Buhari. And in my own assessment, Buhari's period, one of the worst period in this country, am I right? Even if you don't know that period, this period. So God can actually allow us to experience more, no matter where we are living. UK is crossing the borders, but God's not closing your life. Oh, doors will open, doors will close, but Jehovah God will take care of us. Are you hearing? Sometimes we'll find disappointment, but God will rearrange things on our behalf. For instance, Joseph told the friend, told the, "Please remember me when you get to your kingdom." I forgot. To many of us, I'm not cursing. God will take care of us. Now, today, write these three things down. For you to flourish, these three will be there. Number one, you. Number two, people. Number three, God. Maybe we can have me tap on the screen. For you to flourish, these three must be available. Number one, you that must flourish. Second, people around you bring about the flourishing along with you. And then third, God, who is the author of all good things. Did you hear what I just said? People, if you open business today and you God. Now, listen to me now. This is what I want to help you to do. You are already here, so you are already the done deal, am I right? Now, how do you get this number two and number three to kind of encourage you? And a lot of time in life, accomplishing, flourishing a solo team. It's not a solo game, it's a team game. For instance, now, as number 10, if they never pass the ball to you, you can't score. Today, we call prof, because some people sat over his papers and certified it. So whatever you do, people will be involved in your life. And also, God orchestrating things. The good life is God and people interacting with you, bring progress to your life. Now, I find out there's something you can do to make people and God be on your side and lift you. Pastor, the man of God, Moses, was great, but somebody gave back to him. Second, one woman adopted him. Am I right? Are you hearing me? Oh, Jesus was great. He had 12 apostles, which, if you never have them, will not have the Bible. Christ himself never wrote any book down. All we have is those 12 men. Without those 12 men, we wouldn't have heard of Christ at all. Let's clap for those 12 men. Praise God. So we need people in life. Now, secure. What's the secret of favor with people? Let's go back to chapter 3, Proverbs. So verse 3 and verse 4. Take a look. Verse 3. Give us verse 3. Give us in NKJV first. Hallelujah. Quickly. NKJV. Fast. Let not mercy. Please. Can you look up, everybody? I want to show you how to get people and God to get you to where your promised land is. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Look at next verse. And so, what will you find? Where? An high esteem, where? In the sight of God and man. Right off the bat, God is giving us the secret of how people can favor us, God can favor us. This years ago, now I know that having favor with God and people can be approached scientifically. It can be tested, observed, and concluded. I don't have to wait for some kind of mystical things to bring me to a particular, he has favor with people. Now, wherever I've gone, I've had favor with people. Wherever I've gone. Of course, I have my admirers on negative side too. But do you know, one day, half an hour, we went to U.S. The G.O. of the church, there were two churches, one in New York City. I want to say NYC. That's what I say now. New York City, NYC, you know. And then in Houston. I never been to those churches before. So they invited us. I spent 1 week at New York City, and then another 1 week too in Houston. So I never seen them before. I know only the Gio who lives in Houston. And then I arrived first at New York City. They never knew me. They never knew anything about me. So by the evening, we went to go and see the branch pastor in New York City. Now, the GO told them, when you see this couple, you will like them. We're talking about us. You will like them. So I sat down in the office, about to start the meeting for 1 week, New York City, busiest place on earth. And the man said, I don't know why our GO sent this moment. Even 3 days meeting, we can't cope. I was saying, and so a whole week. So I just smiled because I knew how to get favor with God and with people. Do you know that when I was about to leave, we were almost all of us. It was boy, come on, boy, you know. I mean, it was so. You remember, as you know, the pastors, the assistant pastor, that talked to took me to his house. He said, anytime you want to do a holiday in the U.S., Mabo, I'm not gone. I don't get time. He showed me his big house, took me to his house. He said, you can stay anytime you come over here. See, I have where to stay. But I'm going. Yeah. Now, I don't know. You know, it was so, when we finished and enter, everybody just feel like as if it's funeral when I was going, my wife. So we got out and we joined the plane again. And then we flew to Houston. When I got to Houston, the person that came to pick me, the branch pastor, some pastor of the church, he said, what we had in New York City, better do it here too. A man was saying, clamor, 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 clamor. You know, so I talked, and then he said, I used to be in Trinidad and Tobago. My boss that time told me about you. So I got that there, and I began to minister. On the Sunday of the program, people that are supposed to go to work told them, I'm not coming to work now. I want to finish with the pastor. I just finished, and I don't go for sites. I just packed my load second Monday and check out. That's why they won't bother me at the U.S. border. Me like it there. First time I go to I saw the place. I saw Kenekan Street. I said, I like Totoro. The tire call. The Babe. You know? That's my straight calculation. I'll show you in minutes how to do that. Anywhere you open business or you open anything, what should you do to find favor with men? You know, I remember, I'm just talking about, forgive me for talking about myself. Let me be a fool for a while. Like Paul said. Somebody, one of our members, a doctor in Lagos, the family in Canada, called me and said, I was talking to somebody abroad in America. And he said to me, where do you go to church? He said, Rock Foundation Church. Reverend Tony Amosun. He said, I know him 24 years ago. He came to our church in Ibadan, and he spoke what I said that day. I met him only once. Can I tell you some more? I can tell you, favor with people. You can have it. Favor with God. What's the key? Look at verse 3. Not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. What did he mention the neck? I tell you. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So I saw that the key to favor with God and with people. Number one, take mercy. What is mercy? Kind. Nice. Second, take the truth. What do you take first? Not the truth. What do you take first? Mercy. And truth. And said, these two disappear. Watch them not to live your life. When they want to get away from you, get them back to your life. And then do something so that they won't run away. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. The same thing applies to human beings, your wife, your children, your future, your partners, your workers, your colleagues, your customers, your clients. Human beings are human beings anywhere you go, whether America or Nigeria. So I learned something. He said, let not mercy. Number one. In fact, prophet, remember, in the early part of the church, our first pulpit, I wrote, remember, maybe you don't remember now. On that pulpit, I wrote on the top of there, mercy and truth. That's why we have church like this today. Let's look at it in Amplified Bible. Take a look. It says, let not, give us quickly, do not let mercy, give us an Amplified Classic. That's better than this one, the old Amplified. Can you quickly do that? Let not mercy and kindness shutting out all hatred and selfishness. And truth, shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy or falsehood, forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. Next verse. So shall you find favor, good understanding, and high esteem in the sight of God and man. So the Lord showed me years ago, just carry compassion, first of all, as your product if you are going to flourish in life. Compassion, kindness. Always carry mercy first, not truth first. Not truth first. Carry mercy first. You know, anytime they sing about God like this, it makes all different. For the Lord is good, and I'm not yelling at you. What do we say? His holiness endures forever. His power. You know why? Because if his mercy endures, his holiness will endure. His mercy endures forever. So, number one, you must take mercy with you. Everywhere you go, have mercy on people. Be kind, be compassionate. When I got to New York City, you know, I just saw women without husband all over the place. So I talk about single parenting, how to live together as a single person. How do you cope with it? You see? Compassion, kindness. That, take that first. Wherever you go. My life changed when I brought into our house mercy. Just have mercy on my wife. This is my wife. Looking for a man to approve and encourage her. Look at church members. All looking to be loved. Anybody here, you want to be loved? Can I see your hands? You want to be loved? See? See, it's so easy. Tell your neighbor, you want me to like you? Just love me. Now, I'll just love you forever. Just be kind. Be compassionate. Your customers, be kind and compassionate. My brother, my sisters, just be kind. That's mercy first. Mercy. You know, I can trace your trouble sometimes to that. I saw one advert. Iku mapala no me. Huh? Today, all of us are praying for Allah know me. So it's a very important requirement in life. The best thing you can do, choose yourself to be the giver of mercy. See, no will be available to you on one condition, Matthew 5. Somebody said, I know alone, okay, my data, and go data. Who can throw it back on? No has targets. So, barrier, no, only D. Matthew 5. Praise God. Look at verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Can I even tell you this? In the book of James, the Bible said, when there is judgment and there is mercy, mercy will triumph over judgment. You know the meaning of that? Even when you deserve something bad to happen, but when you have mercy on you, the bad things will be canceled for your sake. But upon you cannot obtain mercy if you are not merciful yourself. So stop praying. Just start saying, are you hearing? Start doing mercy to others, and you will have good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Oh, see, don't start with the truth. Start with mercy. That's why many of us are telling lies, because we don't have mercy. Lying and all those things, they are at the root of you are not compassionate. It's mercy. When you look at people, just look at them with mercy. Look at your husband in the light of mercy. Look at your friend in the light of mercy. Pastor, they are very bad people. I know. So have mercy on them. Eager to show kindness to others. You will never be out of business. You can bet with me. 5 million, I'll pay you by the end of your life. Because it works. Just have mercy. Pastor, why should I be merciful? Because your heavenly Father is merciful. Clap your hands to Jesus. Your heavenly Father is merciful. Now, it does not mean that you bend. He says, second one, carry what with you? Truth. Go back. 3 Proverbs, verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. I will show you how to practicalize in the next few minutes. But what is truth? Truth is that you are who you are. It is 2 + 2 = 4, not 3.5. You know, I should be gracious enough to you to tell you the truth. You know, in hospital today, when you go to hospital, doctors will tell you, this is your condition. Not because they hate you. Truth. But don't start with the truth. Start with mercy. Are you hearing me, somebody? Somebody may take only mercy and run away and become useless and tolerate anything. But if you sit your husband down and say, dear, I love you, I appreciate you, but in turn say, you won't pay me low. It's much more easier to say, your husband will change further, better. When you bring mercy in before you say the truth. Am I making some sense? My time is up. Now, how do you apply this mercy and truth, this compassion and transparency? This compassion and now look at your neck. You can't see your neck, so look at your neighbor's neck. Can you? Notice what you did. You turn your neck to see. Am I right? If you look at your neck, when it comes to certain areas, when it does like this, you know what? What's that? No. Why like this? Mm-hmm. That's In all your yes and no decisions, bring mercy and truth in. Before you say no, have you considered mercy and truth? Before you say yes, have you considered mercy and truth? Lady, before you say yes to that girl or to that, before you say yes to that business, have you considered mercy and truth? Many of you are thinking of doing business, but you never think of mercy toward your customers. Why to give them bread so they can eat good bread? So I will go any length to get high quality bread for them. It makes that sense? Second, write them on the tablet of your heart. What's your heart? Your heart is your place of reflection. Number one, in the area of deciding, apply. And second, in the area of what? Reflection. When you're about when you are looking at something, you're about to decide. Remember Joseph? How many of you remember that? Remember Mary? Husband of Joseph? I said, Mary, husband of Joseph. Have mercy on me. I'm a human being like you. You know, Mary came and said, I am pregnant. So, we are about to marry now. Who pregnanted you? Holy Ghost. Holy waiting. Which ghost make people pregnant? Now, if you look at that story, let's go to Matthew 1. Let's round up. My time is really up. I said, quiet me. Forgive me. Have mercy on me too. How can Papa allow us to sing? Just have mercy. Matthew 1. Are you there? Verse 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, truthful man. Oh, see that? Truth. And not wanting to make her a public example. Mercy. Was minded to put her away privately. It's going to emphasize the truth. That's true. We know that I can't have this. That's true. But I don't want to mess up her life. I'm considering her. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? You know why I'm telling you this? In my younger days, I'm a truth guy. My name is AKA John the Baptist. My wife, do you have any emotion at all? I just give it to her. Bam! I still do once in a while now. Mercy and truth. I still do once in a while, but I'm getting better every day. I just, boom, you know, I mean, I'm going to do hot. Then, I start learning. Think about her. Think about him. Think about the issue at hand. Look at, wow. He thought about putting her away secretly. Yeah, we know that it's a bad case, but I don't want to make an example. I don't want to mess up your life. Are you hearing me? Jesus knew that Judas was stealing his money. He never told anybody. If he had told them, Peter had the dagger around him all the time. Only Judas had to see. In fact, when he was predicting the death of Judas, Bible said he was groaning. He was in. Many of you never know all those places where Paul wrote letters and blasting people. Later he said, I wrote those letters in pains and in tears. In my younger days, my children are just, pow, you know. But now, sometimes something happened and I was crying for them. That will open the door to anybody's heart. But we Nigerians want people to give us mercy. Allah know me. You also have mercy on them. Is that right? You know what? If you embark on this, I can promise you, life will be greater for you. Always considering. I close with this story I had. There was this boy walking. One day he saw one Arab boy that was lost. Mercy compelled him to take the boy. Come. No, I'm lost here. I told you the story before. He said, do you have your phone number? He took the phone number from that boy, called the family, never knew that one of the Arab oil merchants. He took the boy. The boy, the car drove up, slicky car like that, and then the boy jumped in. He said, jump in too. They took him. So they asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm an airport boy. He said, can we set you up in oil and gas? Ombi me. Let's start yesterday. God and people are watching you. The more truth you sow, the more doors are going to open for you. I am not praying. You don't have to say amen. Just and be truthful. Just be merciful and be truthful. I don't have to lie. Oh boy. I don't know how to close that. Our time is really gone. We just give our home. There was a brother in church years ago. Saw his sister that I want to marry. They're both from Igbo land. And his father is dead and his mother is blind. That brother. And where will he get money to marry? And Igbo land, they have different traditional rites. Right, 1, 2, 3. When you are a BSc, away, back on, master's, PhD, Laura Zenith Bank. So he came to me. He said, Reverend, what will I tell? I don't have a car. I want to meet my in-law, but how am I going to cope? So I'm going to borrow a car and borrow parents. I said, you know what? I said, let's do something. You don't have a car. Take Okada Dia. He said, huh? I said, yes. And he said, when you get to the house, just tell. I told him what to do. Go to the say, Daddy, I like your daughter, but I have a problem. It's the truth. My mother is blind. She's not doing anything now. My father is dead. But I'm trying to pick up in life. I want to marry your daughter. You help me. The father got up and said, you know what? There are three rites you need to do. I cancel the one first. Second one, I'll take care of that. Come for the third one. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. You don't have to go and borrow your parents. One day they will find out and you will become out of favor with them. But even when they find out, apply mercy to come back to favor. You don't understand. I can rescue any situation with mercy and truth. Let me tell you one. When I was in secondary school, after secondary school, I went to HSC. That's what we call that. And my uncle I was staying with, I started telling them, it's my daddy. But it's not my daddy. My daddy didn't go to school much. My uncle has a master's degree working at OUTH. So I would tell my friend, that's my daddy. He dropped me around school. So one day, one of my friends, we were on the same bus coming from school, that's my uncle's book. I said, that's my daddy's book. He opened it, Sangodele. He saw my name, Amosu. Could you run one now? Ah, Sangodele, Amosu. Now, I could have said, I'm out of favor. You know what I did? I said, Yomi, that's his name. Yomi, I'm sorry, I told you a lie. That's not my dad. The way I said it made him look at me and say, forget about it, let's go on. Hear that? Clear? Have I helped you to clap your hands for Jesus? Pastor, how do I work with this? Tie them around your neck. Always, this way I learn how to do it. Anytime I want to do something, I'll stop. Have I considered all the angles here? Have I considered all the angles? Mercy gives people the dignity of their lives. And truth makes you to know that we cannot go on in life without truth. Is that right? Can we pray together at this moment and say, Lord, show me how to do this in my personal life, at work, at home, with my friends. I want to have favor and high esteem. I want to have a reputation that is good. That wherever I go, people will thank God that I'm there. Help me. Help me. To bind mercy and truth around my life so I can live the good life. That people will and God turn around to just lift me. I want to thank you. I want to bless you. I want to give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Amen. Our offering.